the captain of the Southwest Slammers on the line, Clive Whedon. Morning, mate. How are ya?
Guten Morgen. I'm very well, Alan. How are you?
Well, yeah, I could be better. I'm not going to lie to you, mate. We had a bit of a shootout yesterday at Time Zone. I thought that I could help you out because of that loss to Kalamunda. I thought that you need a little bit of schooling from me, and it turns out you took me to school.
Hey, your effort was right there. Your form was flawless. I think it's just a machine, really.
Oh, thank you so much. Such obvious lies. I really do appreciate it. Hey, mate, it's going to be a big home game this weekend. We are looking forward to it on Saturday night. What's going to be the difference between last week's game and this week's game, mate, besides a win, hopefully?
Oh, well, you know, that's the part we're working towards, of course. But, no, we've put in a really hard week at practice. We've fine-tuned a couple things that we noticed from the last weekend, and the guys just cannot wait to get in front of this home crowd that they love. So definitely the home crowd's going to be the difference this week.
Here's hoping, mate. It was a bit of a loss last week. There's no point not acknowledging that. How do you emotionally bounce back from something like that? Do you just kind of go, yep, just move on, or do you kind of use it to motivate you during the week?
Oh, you definitely have to use it, and you have to learn from it. Any loss, you learn 1,000 times more than what you learn in a win. So it's all kind of how you channel it, but there's also no point in harping over it and getting down. So really, we talk about it on Tuesday at our training, and then we move on.
Okay. For me, with my loss against you yesterday, I'm actually forgetting all about it and I'm moving completely on from it. So I guess different tactics. Yeah.
Not learning a thing. That's perfect.
It is going to be a lot of fun there on Saturday, mate. Looking forward to seeing you guys play. And hopefully we'll see you guys get a win against the Mandurah Magic. Good luck to you, Clive. I'm rooting for you, mate, okay?
Thank you so much, Alan.
Gotta love it. The captain of the Southwest Slammers on the line there, Clive Whedon, and yeah, absolutely schooled me.
He's always such a humble man too, Clive. I'm surprised you didn't lose by more, Al, to be honest.
Yeah, I think he was taking it easy on me. I think also my gameplay distracted him and he was laughing a bit too much while he was trying to shoot.
Your gameplay, is that what you're calling it?
I don't know what else to call it on air. The full video is up on our Facebook page, Triple M Southwest. This story is very, very interesting. On the surface, if you just look at the headline, you'd be shaking your head going, what exactly is going on here? But if you actually scratch underneath the surface, you'll discover something that makes a lot of sense. Now, the headline is calls to give legal rights to Nature Flow to WA Southwest. A worldwide rights of nature movement is gaining momentum in WA Southwest after community members called for Margaret River to be given a right similar to a human. That's
similar,
the part
similar
where you go, what are you hippies on about? Like, what mushies are you on at the point? Oh, like, what's going on? But then you read into it, and the reason why they're doing it is because this is just how the legal system's set up.
Mm.
This is the best way they can come up with to protect this 60-kilometre stretch of river from people destroying it, basically.
And we should be protecting that 60-kilometre stretch of river.
So instead of me reading that headline going, what are you hippies? Like, what's going on, guys? I support it. I salute it, and I applaud it. I think it's a very good idea. You know, the rights are just to protect the river, and if this is what legally needs to happen on a piece of paper to allow that nothing bad happens to this river, then I'm all for it. Go for it.
Still seems a bit absurd.
Yeah, but that's just how it is. Just sometimes you've got to kind of like move the law in your way to kind of get what you want. Even if it doesn't make sense, it kind of does make sense to the legal system, which is, I think that says more about the legal system than anything
I'm
else.
And appreciate yours and obviously the passion of the people who are behind this. You can't let Margaret River, you know, go the way of the dodo. Got to look after it.
Well, that's it. We've already seen very similar acts and legislation be put into place in places like Ecuador, India, and the USA. Mm. So it does work. It'd be interesting to see if it does happen in the Southwest. But don't rule out the headline if you do see it pop up on your newsfeed today. Have a read of the story, and you'll understand exactly why I've turned into a supporter of the campaign. Let's talk all things fishing. I got Holly on the line from Oceanic Marine. Morning, mate.
Hey, how are you doing? Good, yourself?
Oh, mate, I'm doing well. I'm just going to take a wild guess here. Weather-wise, are we looking all right this weekend fishing-wise?
Nah, I just did have a look then. So hooting easterlies all weekend, but looking, I'm just at Maxine's house now and looking at the bay, like, you know, it's always good for about, say, 30 Ks. Mm-hmm. And then that's like the 12-mile we call, which is just the start of the 40 metres. You'll get fish, I reckon, right through up until then. But looking at this long-range forecast, Wednesday's looking pretty good, guys. So if you're going to throw a sickie, hold it off till Wednesday, sir. yes, you guys, Ray, talk about the deck. We actually got married up on the deck. We actually took Romax out of the boat, anchored up next to the end of the jetty. 12 of us on the boat got married, then went back to the deck. Really good setup, guys. We had a nice, great night. Yeah, we were up in Perth for the anniversary.
Yeah.
That was right, mate. We had everything that swam, walked, crawled in the ocean. We ate it. When I was telling my boys about how much food we were taking, and Jake goes, "How long are you going for?" We said, 2 nights. And he just couldn't believe it. But we smashed it out. Salmon are the talk in town. They're everywhere, guys. Even guys I've heard are just floating muleys out, because always it's a southerly here, just floating muleys out, you know, 300 metres odd, and then bang, they're in the salmon. Guys are trawling. My good mate Scotto, him and Zali normally put in an old Dunsborough in their tinny and just cruise around the bay, you know, up to the lighthouse here, and smash a few salmon out.
Yeah, we chatted to someone from Wreckfish West, and they were saying that you could just catch them straight off the beach, mate.
Mate, oh, it's crazy.
Anyone had any luck with that you know?
Sorry?
Anyone had any luck with that you know?
Yeah. Well, there's a guy actually right here about 50 metres from me now. He's got a little burly streak going, and looks like he's just strung lures out and trying to catch some salmon. Find the drains, guys, you know, like Fourth Road Drain, any of the drains or all the stuff that's floating out through, you know, from the river into the ocean. There's salmon always hang out around there, guys. The craze I've heard, the guys are still getting a few, but they're still a bit light on. Have to wait till next season, I reckon. Crabs, Oceanic Paul, Oceanic Trent, and us guys went out Sunday. It was a crab competition. Cameron, the young bloke, Cameron, because you know how Oceanic Paul took his car crabbing that one time. And then he ragged Oceanic Paul about, "Oh, we thought you were going to be in your car, you know, like when we got out here." And I was waiting for him to throw Cameron in the water. But the whiting guys, yeah, the guys are still getting a few whiting. Like I said, same thing, get out early. Guys are still trawling for the salmon. Also, they're getting a few herring, few pikes, which are not bad eating. They're sort of half of them just full of bones, but yeah, the rest of them is not too bad. And like I said, the weather on the weekend's not looking too good, guys, but sickies on Wednesday look good. Tight line.
Yeah, there's always a bit of a great advice, Ollie. Thank you very much, mate. And yeah, maybe just stick to the beach this weekend if you want to catch yourself some salmon.
Sounds good, yeah.
Awesome, Ollie. Thanks for that, mate.
Cheers, dude.
AFL kicked off last night. We're pumped about it. Got a whole lot of games we're broadcasting right here on Triple M, including last night's game. Really exciting to see Richmond taking on Carlton. I tell you, a lot of people very excited about the result. They broke a record for the biggest crowd to a round one game last night.
Of course
as well.
They did.
Well, that's what happens Yellow when you're the reigning Army. Premiers walking into it. Yeah, they love it, and I love it too. And someone else that loves is Janet. Janet, you're on again, twice in the morning. I love it.
Yeah, I love it too. I love it because we won last night.
Yeah, you certainly did. Let's bring it back to a WA level. I know that you're a Richmond supporter, and I'm a Hawthorn supporter, but we're going to talk about the WA teams. Who do we think is going to finish higher on the ladder, Eagles or Dockers?
Oh, well, Eagles. I reckon they'll finish higher than the Dockers.
Do you think much higher?
Probably a game or two.
Oh, really? You're not so pretty close on the ladder then. So what are you thinking? Yeah. You're thinking, what? So you're thinking Eagles first place in the ladder and Dockers second place? WA Grand Final?
No way. Come on.
I was just checking. That's
both
all.
They've got to beat Richmond.
Oh,
that'll
of course.
Never happen.
Janet's right. Richmond are the team to beat at the moment.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, they're sitting really top of the ladder at the moment.
They're looking good right now.
Yeah, because they're the only ones that play.
Janet, thanks. We appreciate your call.
No worries. Thank you.
Alan for breakfast right across the southwest.
The weekly local news wrap with Marion Print.
Yes, Marion Print joins us in the studio right now. Morning.
Good morning.
Now, very busy week right across the southwest. No big surprise. What was making the news? I heard about a march in Parliament. What's going on with this?
Yeah, so a petition was presented to the state parliament with 15,000 signatures. And the Southwest are calling for the state government to make good on their promises and save high conservation forests in the area.
Yeah, okay. Because they're talking about a timber mill or something like that?
Yeah, so they're planning on it. It's all, like, in the initial stages.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're planning on putting a timber mill just to make it more efficient. But, yeah.
We've got a lot of species down there, don't we? We have a lot of different species. You wouldn't really want to see any of these endangered species down there get into a bit of trouble by taking away their homes.
Got to make the right call with that sort of stuff, because once it's gone,
That's it. That's why they're marching on early. Makes complete sense. Hey, filming in the southwest, a lot of people have been abuzz about this all week.
Yeah, so it's the last day of filming for The Naked Wanderer. It's going to be released early next year, perhaps. Mm-hmm. There's no set date on that. But it's got John Cleese and Packed to the Rafters star Angus McLaren.
And he's the naked one, isn't he?
Yeah, he's the naked
one. Not John Cleese.
Not John Cleese.
I'd watch it.
Yeah, I would watch that.
Very curious.
I would watch that. But yeah, I was actually, I went and saw some filming last night, actually, which is pretty cool. So they've got over 50 people working on the movie. And yeah, it was pretty exciting.
Yeah, okay. Was anyone naked in the shots?
Alan.
No one was naked.
Okay.
Yeah, it was windy. And it was night time.
And also, a man has been fined in the southwest for selling vehicles unlicensed.
Yeah, so he was buying and selling motor vehicles without a license. He's been fined $2,000. He's from Busselton. He sold 24 vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And Consumer Protection just wants to let everyone know to make sure that you're buying a car from someone with a license.
Yeah, got
to
make sure you go through the right channels. As much as we love a great deal, when someone's a repeat offender like that, they deserve what they cop. 24. You don't just have to pick up 24 vehicles, do you? You're trying to create a business.
There's a pattern of behavior here.
just a tad bit there. And to wrap it up as well, what's going on this weekend?
Okay, Bunbury, heaps of stuff happening. So there's the BMX Championships, the City Classic Triathlon, and the Bunbury races again on Sunday. In Busselton, there's a screening of the movie Sweet Country and the Busselton Pride Parade, which is pretty cool.
Mm.
And there's a bodyboarding title that's happening. It's currently underway and will finish on Sunday.
Excellent. So a lot going around the southwest. Marion, thanks for the chat today.
You're welcome.